Remember those, my children, who've gone on before you in their testimony of faithfulness, even as it says in the book of Revelation that they did not count their lives worth anything, that many were beheaded for the testimony and the word and the blood of the Lamb. Remember Corrie Ten Boom, how they had the watchman's clock. They had the watchman's shop that they were watching and repairing. She was watching the times that they were taken for their testimony of sheltering those who were innocent from Nazi persecution, from the iron fist of the swastika. And so it is with the iron sword. These people are part, and they say they are. It's their own testimony that they are part of the iron swastika. And this is the beast that's rising up with teeth of iron. It's trying to chomp and chew and destroy everything. But you have every provision that is needed. That the watchmen, some of them during World War II, for their testimony, went in to the concentration camps. They say, never again, but I am over this. It is my testimony. I build the fire and the furnace, and I take those through the afflicted, those who've been storm lashed and afflicted through that furnace, and I make you a weapon of revenge, my revenge in my hand. I forged you, and you shall refute every tongue that rises up in judgment against you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and there will be peace in your house. And your sons and children shall be taught of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I also told you that this, the inheritance of the children, that I would pour out my spirit on you and your children and your children's children. And so, Father, we cling to that. We cling to that word, which cannot be broken, which is written in stone in the heavens on the rock of our salvation. Yeshua, our Masur, the rock of our salvation. The rock that cannot be shaken, because everything that can be shaken is being shaken. All the temporal. But the eternal rock of our salvation is just that, forever. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.